And there's got to be some downsides to teleworking other than the obvious people who goof off. And I know OPM is going in the direction now of giving of results-oriented work. And
right.
if you can get it done in 2 hours, so be it. That's a wonderful thing. But it would I would like to hear from people who have had bad experiences with teleworking. And one thing that that I think a lot of people miss, the assumption is that if there's a like a snowstorm, like the 31 inch snowmageddon or whatever we called it, DC
starting to get a little chilly, so we're all starting to have
panicking.
Flashbacks.
You know, I can't remember. Fortunately, I forget cold weather. Otherwise, I think I'd live in Key West.
Right.
But I was one of 300 or 350,000 people who was without power for 6 days.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you've got a computer, it better be plugged into something that works. And I think they haven't, you know, they say teleworking will solve all the problems. If there's a terrorist attack, if there's a natural disaster, if there's something like snow or earthquake or what have you, but it won't if you don't have any power.
Well, I've also heard questions about whether the infrastructure at people's houses can handle if everyone's working
yeah.
at home.
Well, good
like
point.
Can they keep up with all
yeah.
that? All those people working from home.
I yeah.
mean, I think there are questions. The other big issue is people like having water cooler talk. It's part of what, you know, there's something about chatting with folks at work. It causes us to think outside. You know, I think it's an important part of work.
You know, I am on vacation right now, today, but I came in, I needed to check on something, but it
that was
just,
your mistake. See what happened? You came in and boom, I grabbed
you. And I just
you.
Had a chat with Francis Rose, you know, about a buddy of ours, but it's nice to be
yeah.
able to contact people and that may be in 20 years we will be the freaks because if you go into a restaurant now and you look at younger people who are scrolling on their apples and all of that kind of thing and not talking to each other they're in a different world.
They're probably texting to each other.
You know, I saw that at a Starbucks in Bethesda, a couple, young man, young woman, sitting on one of those small couches where you almost touch, and they were texting. And I kind of looked over their shoulder, and finally I said, are you texting each other? And they were. They weren't looking at each other. Go figure.
I want to talk to you about the open season, because it's we're in the heat of it right now. Only a couple more weeks left.
Home stretch, December 13th, I believe, is the date.
So everyone's taking some time off this week. It's a perfect time, say Friday, when most people aren't going to be at work, perfect time to look at your options.
Right. And if you could go back to last week, if people could check out the federal report, we've had a number of columns about Best Buys and also the URLs, what people can contact to get the checkbook guide to federal health plans.
It's really the Bible, isn't it?
It is. Walter Francis has been doing it for 32 years. Marvelous job. And he simplifies it every year. In addition to that, maybe 20 or more federal agencies are now subscribing to the online version for their people. So if you go to work, go to your HR office or ask the boss and say, do we get checkbook? And if so, you can log on. And that means the government wants you to shop on government time because this is a very important thing. You know, we've discussed it before. You buy insurance because for a worst case scenario, a year of horror, you know, heart attack, bypass, cancer,
accident. It can be horrible to you. I mean, not only horrible to go through, but horrible financially.
Well, I have read, and I guess I should check this, but I have read that the number one cause of bankruptcy is are medical bills.
Yeah,
so,
I've heard that too.
And if it's not true, it's probably way up there, but it's very important. And imagine if you had to handle medical bills of $25,000 or more. So you want to look at the catastrophic coverage, the level for each of the plans. Fortunately for federal workers, postal people, and retirees and survivors, all of the federal health plans are good. They have a few gaps here and there, but they're all very good. No pre-existing conditions. They can't turn you down for any reason. The second you're covered, you're covered. But you can pay too much. You know, buying the most expensive plan, the plan with the highest premiums, doesn't guarantee, it'll guarantee you good coverage, but it doesn't guarantee that you'll get your money back.
Right.
So, you know, take a look at the standards, look at the HMOs. If you like that kind of managed care, they're excellent. And the consumer driven and the high deductible plans are rated very, very highly by Walter Francis.
Thanksgiving season, feds have a lot to be thankful for, don't they?
Absolutely.
I mean, with the health care and great jobs.
Yeah.
Even with all the anger out there right now, it's still not a bad time to be doing this.
I was looking at the health brochure of an outfit near and dear to us, our very
right.
union,
yeah.
and they're talking about changes in 2011.
Yeah, don't read
and,
that stuff.
Oh, well, I wish I hadn't. But in some situations, they're going to cut off survivor annuitants. Yeah. And in some cases, they're going to cut off the spouses of retirees who are no longer living. So that's, the federal health plan is a very, very good one.